From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raymond Pignone reports in Columbia Green Media that the Hudson City School District approved a new three-year agreement with the Hudson Teachers Association on January 23rd. The new contract runs until June 30th, 2026, and includes a 2.75% salary increase in its first year for each teacher employed by the district. After that, union teachers get a 2.5% raise in 2025 and a 2.25% increase in 2026. School Board President Willette Jones said, and I quote, "This agreement deeply reflects the spirit of Hudson Together We Can and positions us to move forward collaboratively," end quote. Both the Hudson Teachers Association members and the Board of Education approved the contract on January 23rd. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that many local residents turned out in Catskill January 23rd for a public hearing on a proposed battery storage facility. The proposed facility would be at a junkyard at 8006 Route 9W in Catskill. Justin Adams, Vice President of Permitting at Ilion Energy, said the junk would be removed and the northern side of the site they will place 136 containers with batteries made of lithium iron phosphate producing 100 megawatts of power over a four-hour period. Catskill Grid LLC, the company running the facility, is talking with Central Hudson to connect the facility to the power grid. Residents such as Colleen Gavigan of Catskill worried about the impact of the new business. Gavigan said, and I quote, "I live in the house I grew up in. I know it's a throwaway neighborhood. It's industrial, but I don't want it worse than it was. I just don't want the neighborhood to get worse, and from my perspective, it looks like it's going to get worse," end quote. Adams tried to ease the neighbors' concerns, but admitted fans to cool the batteries would make some noise as high as 57 decibels. Public hearing for the battery storage business remains open and will be taken up at the next meeting of the Town Planning Board at 6:30 p.m. on February 27th. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that less than 17 hours before it was scheduled to consider proposed homegrown regulations, New York's Cannabis Control Board canceled its January meeting. The board has been criticized for its slow rollout of legal cannabis stores almost 3 years after the drug was legalized in the state. The Office of Cannabis Management said in a statement on January 23rd that, and I quote, "The Cannabis Control Board has decided to postpone the meeting to finalize review of adult use license applications currently under consideration for approval by the board. While we have a batch of licenses ready for approval, there are many more we want to get across the finish line to jumpstart New York's cannabis market in 2024, end quote. Statement from the board alleged the licenses were, and I quote, "held up by lawsuits from corporate interest," end quote. But the newspaper notes that, and I quote, "much of the litigation that stalled the rollout was filed on behalf of individuals who felt jilted by the state's licensing rules," end quote. The board was expected to approve rules so New Yorkers can grow their own cannabis this growing season and approve more retail licenses. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.